ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise God. That is not a good relationship, you understand? When you honor people, you see things from their view.
You know, this will never leave me. Right? I remember last year was World Cup, am I right?
Yeah,
World Cup last year. So, my son, you know, Belgium are one country. Their flag is almost is like red, black, and yellow. And, eh? Belgium and one other country. So, they have almost the same, yeah. I can't remember now. So there was an argument. I went upstairs. I now had to check Google. I found out that Fola was right. So I came downstairs. I said, "Oh, I'm sorry." My mother said, "My mother said, Iwo." I didn't. How can I be apologizing to my son? I said, "Come, I was wrong. He was right." Do you get what I'm saying? It was an argument about the color of a flag. So I said it. He said no. So we went back up. So I went upstairs to check. And I checked. I was humble enough. I came downstairs. And I called my mother to do that. No. No. If that was the way you raised your hand, I was wrong. He's right. And I need to apologize. How many of you here? You are here. Your father or your mother has pegged you before. Glory to Jesus. Is somebody being blessed this evening? Praise God. So, it is not an African thing. You've been pecked before? Maybe in heaven. Praise God. You know, so, what is the balance between culture and our spirituality? Or what the word of God says? Where your culture contradicts the word of God is superior. Where culture contradicts the word of God is superior. There are some of our culture that are good. I must tell you that. And also, you know, when somebody persuades and kneel down to you, doesn't mean the person respects you. By now, you know that. But if you are from my side, our side, the Yoruba side, is a sign and a mark of respect. Amen? The guy is prostrating, though he's cursing you in his mind. I'm a dad buyer. No. So, tonight, yes, honor is a thing of the heart. You honor people. Your honor, also note, let's read Genesis 31. Genesis 31, 1. I want to show us something. Before I take that, honor is a manifestation of wisdom. Honor celebrates values. Wisdom also recognizes value. Honor is an offshoot of wisdom. Now, in Genesis 31, when you read that place very well, I was trying to tell you about Kabod. Yes, I go back there now. That they were used interchangeably. Genesis 31, verse 1. Can we just pop it up on the screen? Okay, let me use my Bible.
Praise God. He said, now Jacob heard the word of Laban's son, saying, these are Laban's son speaking. Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and from what was our father's, he has acquired all this wealth. And Jacob saw the countenance of Laban, and indeed it was not favorable towards him as before. Now, you find out something that they were attaching it to material possession. So in life, we honor people based on, peradventure, what they possess. How many of you know that? Hello? Some people, you just give them respect because they are rich. So they are saying that everything that he had, he acquired it from their father's wealth. Can we do Genesis 45? That's Joseph's record. Praise God. I said, praise God. Genesis 45:13. Hear what Joseph said. He said, so you shall tell my father of all what? Of what? And of what? Can you hear that? Is that a statement of pride? Not at all. They are used interchangeably. The word glory there is the word kabod that it referred to you. And it is used interchangeably. It means the same thing as honor. So, the way you will pronounce glory, that's where I'm going tonight. As a spiritual word, is the way you should say honor. No, when you say glory, some people say, how can you share God's glory? That's pride. No. Mm-mm. The way, they are used interchangeably. So for everybody you interfere with, your siblings, you honor them. Have you ever seen your local church, they call the father, the pastor, I want Baba Wanolua. No. Hello. Hello. The Baba Wanolua is young. The person calling him our father in the Lord can give birth to our Baba Wanolua. It is reverence. Are you with me? So when you follow somebody, if his honor has nothing to do with age. You have reference for somebody. See, when somebody carries a measure of grace, if you don't honor that person, that grace cannot rub off on you. That grace cannot rub off on you. You can't colonize the grace. You can't. It doesn't matter the person's age. There is a measure of grace that that person is carrying. Glory to Jesus. I said glory to Jesus. And you could see Apostle Paul's dealings with the disciple. Even Apostle Paul's relationship with Timothy, his son, there was honor. He recognized the calling, mind you, and the grace over Timothy's life. And that's honor. That's honor. In spiritual order, honor must be taken seriously. A lot of people has misplaced destiny because they disregard. And it is true. See, there is something about God's anointed. Now, let me talk in terms of spirituality now so that we'll take it. So, are we supposed to fear pastors? That's not what we're saying. Fear and honor, they are not the same thing. Do you know that? They are not the same thing. If you belong to this community of believers, hear me tonight. The best way to maximize the grace over the house is for you, place priority on honor. Place what? For you to maximize, get the best out of the grace over this house.
You know, I see people. I live a life of fun. I tell you this in all sincerity. When I see people, even when I'm older than them, hear this. I treat them with respect. And some of them say, you are my mentor. I don't know what you are talking about. I say, you are my friend. Are you with me? It's a level of honor I have for such relationship. And I could be way, way older than that person. And I could just say some certain things that the person would mind. But no. No, it's not done that way. Now, hear this. In the kingdom, respect is not Remi Kukau. Hello. So, you know, they say respect is reciprocal. So there's a woman in my mother's hair. I said, respect is Remi Kuka. Respect is not Remi Kuka. Okay, you just got it. Respect is not Remi Kuka. It's not. You are not in your office space. From the scriptural point of view, we are people of honor and we give honor. We don't give the honor because you deserve it. Hello? We don't give it because you deserve it. Because that is the nature of Christ. It's in our fiber being. When you honor God, the things of God becomes a priority to you. When I honor you, when you have function, do you know the way I will attend to it? When you honor people, do you treat their issue with priority? Yes or no? Hello? So it starts from God, then it cascades to all levels. When you honor people, it must be seen. Did you hear what? Honor. Thank you very much. Christ, in the account of the marriage, Mary, the mother of Jesus, had a recognition of the substance that his son carried, but he placed what value on honor. And when they placed, what did that honor do? That honor brought out wine. He didn't say, you know the way your mother talks to you. It's so funny. Let me drop. The day you know the person when they gave birth to the person, Abby, the day that person is anointed as a pastor, you have to respect that person as a pastor. Don't say, I know when they gave birth to you. Some people even be saying it openly to your face. You don't talk like that. Is that okay? You must have a posture of honor so that you can be a partaker of what that person carries. Now, it has nothing to do with age. It versus your junior. So, last year, I had a secondary school friend that visited our church. December 31st, precisely. I was sitting there. And I came. He said, I greeted him. I couldn't get it. I didn't collect his number. And it's not a statement of pride. You understand what I'm saying? It is a disaster when you equate people with their past. Is it not Joseph that we play street people? Oh no, man, the pastor, oh, talk on the mic, he wouldn't preach. Some people. Do you know, publicly? You don't know? You stay away from such people. The person needs to learn honor. Is it not loudly that we use to roll tie? That was then. This is now. There's something that's come over Chisholm. It's not the Chisholm you knew in primary school. You respect Chisholm with the office Chisholm occupy. You know why that? People respect political offices, they don't respect spiritual offices. In the service, and Jesus is dishing out the word of God. You can't hear because you are saying,
is a measure of grace. When the person was rolling tire, that person was a child. Now the hand of God is over that person. Glory to God. You recognize that grace and you appreciate that person in return. You say, is it not weak for her? I don't know when he will, but I don't tell you. Some people, and they will open the bar. See, if you're into a relationship and the guy does not honor you, it is time to leave, walk out of that relationship. Either you're a male or female, I tell you this. If somebody honors you, they won't mess up your body. Yeah, it is honor. As believers, you honor people. Can you enjoy your own body? Because you love your body. Don't be selfish. So the other party, you place a measure of honor on that person. Glory to God. I said glory to God. In Philemon, we'll finish this. Praise God. You know, I needed to say this because I see it rob up believers of their blessings. When the hand of God is over somebody, the person is a different person, set apart for the master's use. So, in Philemon, we all know the story, Onesimus and the servant and Paul. Can you pop up Philemon 1? I need us to just and Philemon chapter 1 said, Paul, a prisoner of Christ, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved friend and fellow laborer, to the beloved. Okay, let's start from 3. Go to 3. This is not what I need. Who is on the console? Said, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you come up about from 3 to 7 to us? 4. He said, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayer. That he was talking to what? Philemon. Hearing of your love and faith which you have towards the Lord Jesus and towards all saints, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good things which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have a great joy and consolation in the Lord because the heart of the saints have been refreshed by you. That's Philemon. Are you with me? Was a co-laborer. So, this is the story. Philemon was a rich follower. You know, some people, they can't preach, but they fund the gospel. Philemon fell in that category. Did you see all the greetings Paul gave to him? No. Paul is a good communicator. Apostle Paul is a very good communicator. So there is something about, if you look at Apostle Paul, if he wants to reach out to you, he will start by acknowledging what you have done. So you guys will do me see what you. Apostle Paul is going somewhere. So all of this thing tells you how important Philemon has supported the ministry of Apostle Paul. Because Apostle Paul was strong on itinerary. And you know, when you are strong on itinerary, you need people to fund it. You don't buy tickets by speaking in tongues. People buy those tickets for you. So those traveling. So that is why Apostle Paul, because of his strong itinerary ministry, he had many sons and daughters. And if you read this epistle, if you read this, yeah, some, Ogba, Drafo, glory to God. You know, so he says to Damas, Eyerafun. Ogbeni Damas, Eyerafun. Damas, the Baye law. Glory to God. He says, Damas has forsaken us. He is gone with the world. Because he had relationship with them. That's not where I'm going. That's by the roadside. And Onesimus used to be a slave to Philemon. And he stole before he ran away. You know, and he ran away. They caught him somewhere else. As destiny will have it, there is no coincidence with God. He's a God of time and season. He was in prison with Paul. And Paul bettered him to ministry inside the prison. Preached to him, he gave his life, he became his son. This is at from Christi. Bro, glory to God. Give us from verse 8. Yes, let's take it from verse 8. And see what transpired. Never judge a man by their past. And that is what he said. Therefore, though I might be very bold in Christ to command you what is fitting. Yet for God, for love's sake, I rather appeal to you, being such a one as Paul, the age, and now also a prisoner of Jesus. I appeal to you for my son. Did you hear that? Onesimus. Who I have begotten, why in what? My chain. I have, who once was unprofitable to you, he stole from you, but now is profitable to you and to me. I am sending him back. You therefore receive him, that is my own. Now, see where, you know, look at Paul. Look at Apostle Paul. I know he stole from you, but he's no more that same person. Something new has come in contact. He has come in contact with Christ, and he's a new man. Now, I am in prison. He's about to be free. I'm sending him back to you. Give us the next one. He said, though I wish to keep him with me, that on your behalf he might minister to me in my chains for the gospel. But without your consent, I wanted to do nothing, that your good deed might not be by compulsion at his will, but voluntary. For perhaps he departed for a while for this purpose. That you might receive him forever. No longer a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. Go ahead. If then you count me as a partner, receive him as you would receive me. But if he has wronged you or owed anything, put that in my account. I, Paul, am writing with my own hand. I will repay. Not to mention to you that you owe me even your own self. No. So here is. If I've labored on you, Jeminko. It's scriptural. Did you hear that? Can we take from 7 from the Passion Translation, please? It makes more sense. Praise God. Praise God. See, when you come into the beloved, there's a language we speak. It's a language of honor. Apostle Paul captured it there. He said, we know no man after the flesh. We know man after the spirit. Because the person is in the beloved. Glory to God. Okay, he said, your love has impacted me and bring me great joy and encouragement, for the heart of the believers have been greatly refreshed through you, dear brother. Even though I have enough boldness in Christ, I could command you to do what is proper. I would much rather make an appeal because of our friendship. Did you see honor? Do you know that Apostle Paul is the spiritual father to Philemon? He called it what? Friendship. If you are not understanding where you have two spiritual father, your head is not correct. God will deliver you. He's one. You can have many mentors. Amen? You can have mentor in the area of finance. You can have mentor in the area of marriage. See, let's balance this thing, though. This generation, this spiritual father has something. We have to deal with it someday. We are going to teach it from God's word. Praise God. It's only in the spiritual you choose your spiritual. It's only in the spiritual setting you choose your spiritual father. In the earthly setting, you don't even have power. You just come and know this is your daddy. Glory to God. Yes, now. You don't have power to choose your siblings. You grew up, as your mother is giving birth, you know this is your brother. You know this is your sister. So if you like, get angry from that, let me tell you, there is no point disturbing yourself about what you cannot change.
Invest your energy in things that are good. If my father was Dangote, he's not Dangote. He's not, and he can't be. Glory to God. God has put you in the right family. Praise God. He says, so here I am, an old man, a prisoner for Christ, making my loving appeal to you. It is on behalf of my child, whose spiritual father I became, while here, what? In prison. That is what? Onesimus. Continue. Formerly, he was not useful or valuable to you, but now he is valuable to both of us. He is my very heart. I would have sent him back to you with this letter. I would have preferred to keep him at my side so that he could take your place as my helper during my imprisonment for the sake of the gospel. However, I did not want to make this decision without your consent, so that your act of kindness would not be a matter of obligation, but out of willingness. Perhaps you could think of it this way. He was separated from you for a short time so that you could have him back forever. So welcome him no longer as slave, but more than that, as a dearly loved brother. He is that to me especially, and how much more so to you, both humanly speaking and what? 17. So if you consider me your friend and partner, accept him the same way you would accept me. And if he has stolen anything from you or owes you anything, just place it in my account. I, Paul, have written these words in my own handwriting. I promise to pay you back everything, to say nothing of the fact that you owe me your own very self. Yes, my brother, enrich my soul in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. I'm writing to you with confidence that you will comply with my request. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you the beauty of this. Bible history has it that Onesimus ended up pastoring the church, the largest church. You know, Timothy pastored the largest church. Onesimus ended up pastoring the church that Timothy pastored, and he died as a bishop. Who could have known that the runaway slave, only thief, could have been more useful? So when you meet people, treat them with honor. Treat them with dignity. Don't ever treat people by the assessment you have about them. You know why? You don't know what is in stock for that person in destiny. Can you stand to your feet with me tonight? You know, as simple as this subject is, it's critical to a lot of things. Honor affects everything about our life. Everything. Our relationship with our spouse, our relationship with our children, our relationship to God, our relationship with our neighbors. It affects everything. We do. It affects it. It's my heart's desire tonight that God will open our eyes to see beyond the words that we spoke tonight. There is no virtue in you. You are saying you are struggling with God. No. You can't struggle with God. The word of God is valid. Praise God. God is a God of order, like I said. There is a place of order in the house of God. And for us to fully maximize and benefit from what God has in store for us, honor is a prerequisite. Honor is a requirement. Honor is needed for what God is set to do, especially as we move to 2020. I see God opening channels and windows of blessing to us. In the name of our Lord Jesus.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,